New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is the latest state politician expressing reservations about holding a constitutional convention. Environmental organizations, unions, and gun groups are also against this idea. They're concerned that some rights might be taken away. Government reform groups say it's worth the risk to get real change that won't happen by more traditional means. Karen DeWitt reports.
Bill Samuels with Effective New York says an overhaul of the state's constitution is decades overdue.
Our constitution in New York was primarily written in 1894 and 1938. Now, in 1894 was the last time we had an educational amendment. We're still running under it. It's the last time we had an environmental amendment. That convention had not one black person in it and one woman.
Voters approved the constitutional changes made in the 1938 convention, the last time the event was successful. In 1967, a convention was held, but voters ultimately rejected the proposed revisions. Samuel says while opponents have the monetary advantage to run a campaign to discourage a yes vote, his group hopes to make headway using social media as a back channel to win support. He says no one should be afraid of holding a convention.
To run scared is the last thing you should do. If a bully threatens you, you got to kick him right back and right away. And it's the wrong stance for us New Yorkers. We have to be courageous and have a goal of having the best legislature in the country and a great New York.
A recent poll found New Yorkers support the concept but say they haven't heard much about it. Samuel said the state constitution could potentially be amended to improve voter access, curb big money in politics, and address corruption at the state capitol. If voters ultimately reject the constitutional convention in November, they won't have another chance to hold one for 20 more years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.